In order to understand this parak of Ayres HaTorah, and really to understand the entire Sefer, we began to learn last week from the fourth Shar of Nefesh HaChaim to understand on a very basic level the world in which Rav Kook grew up and the world he occupied, that he lived, and the air that he breathed. It was understood that the tachlis of being a Jew, the greatest achievement of a Jew, is to learn Torah Lishma. That was the world that Rav Chaim received from his exalted Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. And that is the Yerusha that the Vilna Gaon himself received, going all the way back to Chazal and Maimon HaSinai. Torah Lishma. This would become the point of contention, as we spoke about, in that great generation after the Baal Shem Tov and after the Vilna Gaon, that would divide between the two camps of the Chassidim and the Misnagdim. It would become a debate on the pages of Nefesh HaChaim and Tanya, but it reaches much, much deeper into the whole tachlis of Yiddishkeit. And as I said last week, Rav Kook, who himself was a combination of those two worlds and loved both of them and was comfortable in both of them, as always, tried to see from above the bigger picture and in doing so to guide us as far as what our avodah should be, especially in this time of Ikfasa the Mashiach, and how we learn Torah. It's not just a matter of learning Torah, but a matter of how one lives Torah. So in order to do that, uncharacteristically, we have to go out of Rav Kook's teachings for a little bit, or else we wouldn't understand what he's talking about. It would just be ridiculous. As it is, it's ridiculous, because it's not giving enough time to the Inyan, which is a very, very big Inyan. But at least we could try to afterwards to have something of a little bit of a taste of what it's about. So on the pages that you have, two pages, on the first page where it says Paragimel, Aval HaEmes. Now last week we were learning inside Nefesh HaChaim. We were learning really Rabbi Chaim's view of what is not Torah Lishma. And Rabbi Chaim is telling us, and he brought three rayas, three proofs, to demonstrate that Torah Lishma does not mean L'shem Dveikus Bashem. That Torah Lishma does not mean that we learn Torah in order to achieve a state of Dveikus Bashem, of attachment to Hashem. Not that that's not a wonderful fringe benefit, but that's not the tachlis of learning. And he brought three rayas. We're not going to go over them now. That's what we did last week. But we still didn't begin to learn, so what is Torah Lishma? Now that the Tzaddik has taught us that according to what he learned and what he received, Torah Lishma is not what the Hasidim say. It's not what he said, what we learned last week, not only the Hasidim, he said, but Rav Ha'olam, most Jews, I'm talking about most Jews who were learning Torah, who believed that the tachlis of learning is Dveikus. And Rabbi Chaim says, no, it's not Dveikus. So then what's the meaning of Torah Lishma? What is Torah Lishma? And this is really how Rav Kook, these are the words that Rav Kook was drawing from. I'm quoting from the beginning of the third parak in Nefesh Chaim in the Shah Dalet. Avla emes ki'ini lishma, the truth is that the meaning of lishma, perish l'shem ha'tayr. In the Irish Torah, the second parak begins, we already read the words, inyan tayr lishma, l'shem ha'tayr. The meaning of lishma, which as we learned last week, is different by other mitzvahs. Lishem Hashem, lishem Shemayim, it's lishma. So the meaning of lishma is perish is lishem hatayr. The ha'inyan. So what does that mean, lishem hatayr, for the sake of the Torah? So here, Rabbi Chaim makes a very, very important distinction between mitzvahs and Talmud Torah, between Kima mitzvahs and Talmud Torah. I'm assuming that most of you are familiar with this and have learned it. So I apologize if you were coming to learn inside our Torah or learning some Nefesh Chaim, and I apologize not because there's anything to be feel bad about. Because we're learning Nefesh Chaim, but maybe a person came and he felt like learning Rav Kook. But this is in order to understand there's a Torah. So what's the distinction? So he says, "V'ni kumay sheperish harash zal amayim Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Tzadik." Says in the Gemara, "Asei devarim l'shem pa'olon." Shdu mitzvahs l'shem pa'olon. What does that mean, L'shem Pa'olan? L'shem Pa'olan means, the Rosh explains, L'shmai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shepa'al HaKol L'ma'aneyu. It means that you should do mitzvahs L'shem Hashem. You should do mitzvahs L'shem Hashem. Shepa'al HaKol, who created everything, L'ma'aneyu, in order for us to serve him. So I say Devarim L'shem Pa'olon L'shmoy Shekadosh Baruch Hushpol HaKolim Aneyu V'daber Bahen L'shman, and speak in them in what? Divrei Torah L'shman, for their sake. Kol Diburcho Ma'asa'acha V'divrei Torah yeh l'shem ha'Torah. That all of your words and all of the discussions in divrei Torah, in the words of Torah, should be l'shem ha'Torah, for the sake of the Torah. These are the words of the Rosh, of Rabbeinu Moshe. Kegain leida u'lahavin, to understand, to know, to understand, l'hoisif lekach, and to add more depth. Or pilpul and pilpul. V'loy lekantil his goes, and not chas v'shalom to learn Torah for the sake of being equipped to argue against, God forbid, against the Torah, or his goes to show off how much you know. Ad kan l'shalom. These are the words of the Rosh. For Reb Chaim, this is the yesod of all that he's saying. As you see, the way he learns the Gemara makes a distinction between, according to Reb Chaim's explanation, between mitzvahs and Talmud Torah. Regarding mitzvahs, again, this is how Reb Chaim learns, Asei Dvarim L'shem Pa'olam. Dvarim meaning mitzvahs should be performed for the sake of God. L'shem Pa'olam, the Creator. V'daber b'hen, when it comes to speaking words of Torah, learning Torah, v'daber b'hen is l'shman. And the Rosh says, the Rosh makes this chiluk. Mitzvahs al l'shman shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Divrei Torah, kol diburuch ma'asachah b'divrei Torah, yet l'shem ha'Torah. That's the Rosh. To understand what you're learning, and to add, and to go deeper into what you're learning, and not chas v'shalom l'kantel as goes, not for the wrong reasons. So Rabbi Chaim explains. Dikdek levoyer shinui l'shoinai de Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik sheba asiyah amar l'shein pa'olam. The Rosh was careful to point out this difference, that when Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik is talking about asiyah, which means the performance of mitzvahs, he said l'shein pa'olam, you should perform the mitzvahs for the one who created us. But dibur, when it comes to speaking, which he understands means, the Rosh understands means dibure Torah, learning Torah. Amar, he says lishman, that the words of Torah should be lishman, for their own sake. Lachain, beinyan haasiyah perish lishmai shel kadosh baruch hu, shepala hakol manei. Regarding the act of performing mitzvahs, there the Rosh tells us the Pshat in the Gemara is that the focus in performing mitzvahs is L'Shem Hashem, with that thought and that kavanah, L'Shem Hashem. And remember, and we'll see more about this very shortly, remember that I said last week that Reb Chaim Volozhiner agrees with the Hasidim. He agreed with the Hasidim that Dveikus b'Hashem is an exalted ideal in the service of Hashem, and he agreed with the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov's evaluation of the generation as being to a large extent empty in their avoda, because it was lacking dveikus, it was missing this dveikus b'Hashem, and that critique of the Torah world on the part of the Hasidim, that part of the critique, Reb Chaim acknowledged, and Reb Chaim agreed, and that is one of the major reasons why he wrote the Sefer Nefesh HaChai, because he agreed with the Talmidei Baal Shem that we have gotten off course, and that we have forgotten the meaning of Dveikus b'Hashem, and the mitzvahs had become empty, meaningless rituals. And Reb Chaim, in that respect, Reb Chaim saw in Chassidus a hashgacha pratis to reignite that fire, which he said all agree is the tachlis of our kiyum mitzvahs, is Dveikus b'Hashem. And historically, Reb Chaim's own son Reb Yitzchak, and the Tzemach Tzedek, were great, dear, and beloved friends. They met in St. Petersburg, and they became deeply attached to each other. And as you all know, Reb Chaim himself, refused to sign the Cherem against the Hasidim. He himself did not sign any papers against the Hasidim. He saw value in that revolutionary return to Dveikus b'Hashem, but he also saw in a great danger in how it was to be carried out. There were certain dangers, but mostly in what he felt was a terrible, terrible mistake in the definition of Torah Lishma, in understanding the purpose of Talmud Torah, and making a distinction between Torah learning and Kiyum HaMitzvos. That regarding mitzvahs, Rabbi Chaim agreed with the Chassidim. Dveikus. L'shem pa'olam. That's how we learn Pshat in the Rosh. L'shem pa'olam. B'dibur amal l'shman l'chein. Therefore, b'inyin ha'asiyah perish l'shmai shal kadosh baruch hu. Shepol ha'kol l'ma'aneyu. B'inyin ha'limud perish l'shem ha'tayr. And he explains this also at the beginning of his Sefer on Pirkei Avos, Ruach Chaim, which I told you many times is printed together with Nefesh Chaim in the old editions. Now it's usually printed separately. And in this respect, over there in Ruach Chaim, Rabbi Chaim talks about the advantage that we have as human beings over angels, over malachim, to struggle in our learning Torah, for the sake of uncovering the deeper meaning of Torah, and to be mechadesh chidush Torah. And that is the great work of Torah Sheba'al Peh that we were learning about in the first parak. The Chofetz Chaim Sussegelen has said once, the Chofetz Chaim, after Marv, they were leaving the Beis Medrash, and the Chofetz Chaim looked around as they were leaving, and he held up his hands and he pointed to all the svarim on the shelves. And they had much fewer then, but all the svarim on the shelves. And the Chofetz Chaim said, "Ay, Rabbeinu Shlomo, what do you say about this? The last time we met you, we only had five books, Chamisha Chum Shetar, and it really was in one volume. It could be one small volume, because especially that Rashi and Unklus, right? When we last met you at Har Sinai, when we last spoke, so we had five books, and then a couple of more books were added. Look over the years, look what we've brought out for your sake. Look what we've done for your sake." That's the Chofetz Chaim said. "We built a whole svarim shrank filled with svarim to be mechabed you because of our love for Torah." And this is how Reb Chaim understood in the Rosh Torah Lishma. Leida lahavin lahaysev lekech apilpul. More and more, deeper and deeper, more Torah, more chidush. That's l'shem haTorah. The Kavanos is a chon levrachim avur. Reb Chaim says what the Rosh is teaching us is very clear. Haynu kasiyas hamitzvah. There's no question. Rabbi Chaim says there's no question that every mitzvah, Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah, learning Torah is the greatest mitzvah. Every mitzvah one should do in the best way. The mitzvah should be performed in the best way. It should be a mitzvah menamuvcha. And therefore, when it comes to asiyas ha-mitzvah, now he's talking not about learning, he's talking about asiyas ha-mitzvah. When it comes to mitzvahs, the mitzvahs should be done, ideally, with dveikus, with attachment, with great attachment to Hashem. Umachshav v'taheru, with pure thought, should be taheru. The purest of kefi sichla v'asakos, each person according to his ability to understand, to comprehend. Kadesh yiskali si law, in order to bring great praise and honor to the one above. And ligroim tikunei ha'olamis, depending upon the person's thoughts when performing a mitzvah. Again, he's not talking about learning, he's talking about mitzvahs. Depending upon the pureness of your thoughts and the level of dveikus to Hashem that you achieve at the time of the mitzvah, to that degree, ligroim tikunei ha'olamis, you're able to cause tikunei ha'olamis, tikunim, repair. In all worlds, tikkuni ha'olamis v'kaychus, and all the kaychus of the universe, ustarim ha'olayim, in the higher worlds beyond this world. V'zeu l'shem pa'olam. And that is how Rabbi Chaim explains what the Rosh says, that the mitzvahs, the mitzvahs are performed l'shem pa'olam. Ki kol pa'al Hashem l'ma'anehu. Everything that Hashem made is for His sake. All that He created is for His sake. And Chazal explained, what does that mean? The pasuk kol pa'al Hashem l'ma'anehu means l'kilusa, to reveal His glory, to reveal His kavod in this world. Vim ki vaday shagam b'mitzvahs. And even though certainly, unquestionably, even when performing mitzvahs, ha'ikah behem li'ikuvah hu ha'asiyah b'payel, the main thing is li'ikuvah, meaning as far as that particular mitzvah being done in a way that is acceptable and that's valid, the main thing is to do it the right way. If a person is lacking in pureness of thought and intention, and his machshavas are not in a high place at the time that he's doing a mitzvah, that does not, God forbid, mean that he's not yotzei the mitzvah. The person has still fulfilled his obligation. He's yotzei the mitzvah. This is also, in this respect, this is also a critique of Chassidus, which is more open about in other places. Here, he's not focusing on that, but everybody, of course, understands how Rabbi Chaim saw a danger with those Chassidim who were not davening in the proper times, with the Zmanei Tefillah were not being kept. I mean, Shachris was being davened very late, because of Achanis, preparing, Machshavis, and so on, Kavanis, Mincha in the dark, and so on and so forth. That to Rabbi Chaim, this was completely, completely unacceptable, which he says, Beferish, it's like eating matzah when it's not Pesach. It's not the Zman Tefillah, it's nothing. So you have all the kavanas in the world to eat matzah, and it's not Pesach. Or you have all the kavanas in the world and it's after the Zman. So you're sitting there the first night of Pesach, this year it's going to feel, I mean, it's not really any different, because it's just an hour later, but you feel like it's different. So, not talking about the second night, I'm not talking about the tzaddikim that were not makbid. There were tzaddikim that were not makbid. Most of the tzaddikim were makbid the first night, or at least to make the tanai of Avdi Nezer, without going into any pratim right now, but with the zman to eat the matzah, to eat afikoman before chatzais. So, b'chaim, you could have all the kavanas in the world. You could be with the Arizal and the Rashash, and the biggest kavanas, and you can go back to the mikveh a few times, and you eat matzah after chatzais, as you blew it. If it's set on the watch, I don't know, this year probably comes out 104, I don't know, whatever it's going to be, chatzais. If you miss that time, that's it. You missed the mitzvah. What about if you ate the matzah? If you ate the matzah during the time without the right kavanas, say that the mitzvah was not the dveikis. Dveikis is an ideal. It's not a requirement. Rabbi Chaim agrees that we must try to work on this. He agreed with the Chassidim to infuse our mitzvahs with more fervor, with more fire. He agreed. But not at the expense of the halachically valid performance of the mitzvah, which he also saw as being a great danger in Chassidus, where he saw certain groups of Chassidim that were not keeping with the zmanim of tefillah, and came to giving bris also, that the bris would be later in the day, and so on and so forth. And he saw in that also a terrible danger of going away from Torah mitzvahs, of leaving Yiddishkeit, at the end of halacha. Therefore, while Rabbi Chaim agrees with the need for more dveikas, but he explains that that's the tachlis of kim ha-mitzvahs, but not at the expense of halacha. So that's what he explains here. The only aspect of the mitzvah that could disqualify a mitzvah and ruin it is if you don't do it properly, according to halacha, at the right time, with all the proper dinim of how that halacha is to be observed. So if you're standing with a talis cut and it's missing the required tzitzis, and you have a talis cut and it's torn and you have only a couple of tzitzis, the rest is it's puzzle, so you could be closing your eyes and have all the kavanas, and it's not a mitzvah, like I told you when we were learning in the mitzvah of tzitzis. That a mice that happened with one of Reb Chaim Volozhin's descendants of Soloveitchik, there was a woman that she came and she felt very connected to the mitzvah tzitzis, and she wanted to wear tzitzis. She felt very connected to that mitzvah. So Soloveitchik said, you know, it's a very great mitzvah, it's a very great thing, but you know, before you actually are ready for that, it would be a good idea to wear, just to practice, to wear a talis cotton without any tzitzis, just a four-cornered garment, to wear. Don't put on it, not with tzitzis, just to get a plain four-corner garment, you know, the talus cotton, and to wear it underneath, and to wear it, and to see how it's going, how you feel about the mitzvah. And then we'll take it, we'll discuss, I'll come back in a few weeks, and we'll talk about Vaita. So she comes back in a few weeks, and her salvation, she asked, how is it going with the talus cotton? She said, I can't tell you, Rebbe, like, my whole davening is different, my whole neshama is, she starts, you know, giving a whole speech and with the eyes closed. And Rav Soloveitchik says, it's all baloney. The talus cotton is just a four-corner garment. You could wear a shawl. It doesn't mean anything if it doesn't have stitches on it. It's not devekus b'Hashem. It's devekus in your ego, he said. That's all you're dovukin is yourself. You're filled with yourself. So he told her. If you put on a talus cotton without stitches, and it caused it to become dovuk to Hashem without stitches. So you could put on a tefillin without parashias, yeah? And you have Dveikis Bashem, you're wearing a couple of boxes. Where's the Dveikis Bashem? If you keep the halacha, then you become Dovik Hashem. There's no halacha, there's no Dveikis. That's how you feel? Okay, you say that you like a Kodesh Baruch, that's certainly a nice thing. But don't say that the talus cotton without stitches has caused you to get closer to God than ever in your life. It's no, you can wear a poncho, it's the same thing. Ponchos, you can go to Mexico and get close to Hashem. You don't have to spend sitches. It's more expensive. They're charging very a lot of money for talus cotton. So you have to be careful. The ikur is the ma'aseh to do what you have to do according to halacha. See, if all the kavanis in the world, and if there's man kriyishma, so it's not, move us leichalisken. The Gemara says so. You blew it. You don't get the mitzvah of kriyishma. You said kriyishma. It's not this man. See, after the time for Krishma, you can't say Krishma after this month. Or you can maybe say it and you get schar of Talmud Torah, whatever it is. But the mitzvah of Krishma is this month. The same way you can't, there's no tachlis to benching lulav after Sukkot. Or to lighting a Chanukah in Aron Purim. So you dovuk to Hashem, you stand and you say, Haneir Salalu on Purim. What's Dveikis to Hashem? You need a psychologist. That's what it is. It's not Dveikis to Hashem. And Reb Chaim was very worried about this. Therefore, he says, "Hakavon ha'yisera, the Torah ha'machshava," which he agrees is an ideal. Reb Chaim agrees. Dveikus. He was a tzaddik yisod olam. Reb Chaim v'lashna. There's no chassid in the world who wouldn't be envious of Reb Chaim v'lashna as dveikus b'Hashem. But he says, but you have to be careful because hakavon ha'yisera, the Torah ha'machshava, ain't a makevus klal. That's not the ikur. That's not the ikur. It's an ideal. But it doesn't the lack of kavana and machshava does not disqualify the mitzvah. It doesn't invalidate the mitzvah. Commission is bor la'el, sof shah aleph, al nochem v'zashem. In kolzer, mitztarev kedushas v'toyah machshav to le'ikur ha'siva po. But when you have this combination, that's the ideal. To combine the physical act of the mitzvah that's done in a way that's api halacha, to combine that with what? With kedushas v'toyim hafshafta, with the holiness and the pureness of thought, with that rotzen to be mizdabik to Hashem, that's the tachlis. And calls him mizdav kedushas v'toyim hafshafta l'ika ha'siv apol. When the machshava, the pureness of thought, joins together with the asiyah apol, which is the ikkah. The main thing is to do the mitzvah the right way. La'oira v'lifal tikunim yoyse gedolim ha'olamis. It's true. Rabbi Chaim agrees that when the mitzvah is done in that state of dveikus, you're able to bring about tikunim, great tikunim in the olamis, more so than if you wouldn't do it with machshava and dveikus. It's true. And it's true that in proportion to that dveikus that you're in b'shas ma'aser, that's how far-reaching is the effect of your mitzvah, and how great is the mitzvah. And Reb Chaim wanted that to become, or to be reinstated as a part of Jewish life, bichlal. That's not a Hasidic thing. As opposed to the mitzvah that's done without dveikus. Even though the mitzvah is a kosher mitzvah, if you did it properly, if the tefillin was kosher, the tzitzis were everything is done properly, you kept Shabbos, everything's good. But it's meloy dveikus. The Zohar Kodesh uses the lashon of leparach la'ela, that a mitzvah that's done without ahav and yir, without chilu v'chima, if it's done missing love and fear, if, in other words, if the mitzvah is done in an empty way, just the ma'aseh, it's still a mitzvah, and the person's makan the mitzvah. But it's leparach la'ela, it's a mitzvah without wings. That doesn't fly. Doesn't get to all those places to make all those tikkunim and whatever it might be the way that it could if it was with dveikus and so on. So Chaim agrees 100%. But as far as the ikuvah, la halacha is concerned, the main thing is you have to do the mitzvah. Api halacha. Everybody, it's not just women, it's men. Everybody has to know how to keep halacha properly. And whatever source one needs to turn to in his own learning or her learning, or speaking to rabbis, or speaking to friends who are more knowledgeable, we all have to observe halacha 100%. Any way that one can do that, that's how one does it. 100%. Or else we don't know what to do. We can't keep the mitzvahs. So we have to learn, we have to ask, we have to not to be embarrassed, and we have to find out. Now he goes to Talmud Torah, to learning Torah. He says, whereas by the mitzvahs, once you're already doing the mitzvah in a way that other mitzvahs, not learning, when you're doing the mitzvah in a way that's api halacha, proper according to halacha, so then the more dveikus, the better. The more machshava, the more pure thoughts, the greater the tikkunim, the more tikkunim are being made. However, when it comes to Torah, again, this is how Rabbi Chaim learns the Rosh, who is learning the Pshat and the Gemara. But when you're learning Torah, so you're learning Hilchas Tzitzis. We're not talking about the mitzvah of Tzitzis, but you're learning Hilchas Tzitzis. Or you're learning the Sugis and the Gemara about Tzitzis. Regarding that, Omar v'daber bahan. There the Lishma is not in the Machshava, in the thought of Dveikus Bashem. But when it's v'daber b'hen ratzolayma hadibur b'nyani ha-mitzvah, v'chesem, when you're speaking about the mitzvahs, not doing them, when you're speaking about the mitzvahs means all of our Torah learning, when you're speaking about the mitzvahs and all the halachas, yeh l'shman. All of those words of learning should be l'shman. Now what does that mean, perish? L'shem ha-divrei Torah. Purely for the sake of what you're learning, and your thoughts must be entirely focused and bound to those words of Torah, not Dveikus Bashem. Hainu, and this is what he explains in the Rosh, Leida ulahavin ulahaysif lekach upilpul. In order to understand and to add more depth, lekach and pilpul to one's understanding. You go after the parentheses, it's a deacon, the Girsa Rashi, which is really very important for those who are more familiar with the terminology of that. It's kedai to take a look back at that for a second. But let's just finish the parak. Vizer shumasayim hashas. And that's what the Gemara says over there. Gabe Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. That we learned that Rabbi Chaim mentioned last week, Shalehi Niach, Mikra, Mishnah, and so on. But the Gemara says that there wasn't any place in Torah Shabbat Sabbath, Torah Shabbat Peh, that Rabbi Yochanan Ned Zakkai didn't learn and didn't know. Shalehi Niach, there wasn't anything that he ignored. He went through everything. He learned everything. We learned that last week. Because Rabbi Chaim said that if the Tachlis is Dveikus, remember, that if the Tachlis is Dveikus, you can learn one Mishnah your whole life. Go into that Mishnah, but Dveikus. But if the Tachlis is Torah, then more, deeper, more. The Kaim HaShenemar, the Gemara brings the Pasuk in Mishlei, Lahanchil Oyhavai Yesh, that Hashem has 310 worlds, Yesh, Shin Yud, 310 worlds that are given, that are ready for those who love him, that are ready beyond this world for those who love him. Shemavua ha'inyan sham b'chol oisa ha'parasha shumayim ha'tera k'daisha atzma. But the Torah itself is speaking. The way Chazal understood this in Mishlei is the Torah itself is speaking. We find many, many times in Tanakh and in Chazal's understanding of Tanakh that the Torah itself is speaking. Shu mayim ha'tera k'daisha atzma asher b'chutz tarayna. The Torah itself is saying, calling out to us and saying, Yidden Jews, if you pour your lives into me, I have a great deal to offer you. I have tremendous gifts ready for you. I have much to offer. And all that are Isaac in me, all that are occupied in studying me, in learning me, machmas ahavasa atzma, mamish. Not that it's at the time that you're learning that the focus is love of God, but love of me. Lahanchel oyahavai yesh. Now the Chassidim, of course, would say, what do you mean, kutshabicha raisi yisrael? What does it mean to love the Torah, not to be focused on the love of God? How could you separate between the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like that. We're going to have, of course, a counter-argument to all of this. But this is Rabbi Chaim's view. And this is the world of the yeshivas. This is the ideal world of the yeshivas that they inherited from Rabbi Chaim. Omnam vada in Perek Dalet, he continues. And he agrees here too. He wants to make it clear that he's not suggesting that a person not purify himself in and prepare himself to be ready to learn Torah in a holy way. Reb Chaim agrees with that also. On the vaday di'ef shalom, as I said before, it's also a mitzvah. There's no question. On the vada, the ef shaloyma the ain tzarich le'inyan esek atayr shum tayr hamachshav v'yos Hashem chalila. I'm not saying God forbid, chalila, that learning Torah does not require your pureness of thought or the fear of God. He says God forbid. I'm not saying such a thing. So what would Reb Chaim Volozhiner have said to the drasha, to that little 10-second drosha of Rav Mendel Vitebsk that we spoke about 2 weeks ago, right? When Rav Mendel Vitebsk came in Shklov into the main headquarters of the Misnagdim and said, "No, it says in the Mishnah, Oisik B'Torah Lishma is Zochel Dvar Mahabe, Magan L'Rezei Torah, a person who learns Torah Lishma, Zochel Dvar Mahabe, he gains much, he is worthy of many things." And Rav Mendel Vitebsk said, so, where do you see that in your lives? Rabbi Chaim agrees. If a person learns Torah Lishma does not mean, God forbid, without your Shemayim. Lishma doesn't mean, like they say that, Lo Aleinu, I don't know if it's true, they used to always say that in Slobodka, there was some of the Lomdim in Slobodka, they used to write over their notes on Shabbos. The Mechala Shabbos. They used to write the notes of Shia, different Shia, they used to write them, which I never heard that from anybody from Slobodka. People, they said, it could be that comes from the Chassidim, such a thing to say. That my father told me that where he came from, they used to say that it's a terrible thing. He heard growing up that they said that if you cut open a Litvak's heart, there's a Salem inside, there's a crucifix inside. That's how they grew up, you understand, hearing such things. That's not good to hear such things. If you cut open a Litvak's heart, it might not be oozing with Shlomo Kalbach Negunim, but it's certainly not a Tzelem, God forbid. You cut open, you find Torah inside a Litvak's heart. You find Torah. You find the same thing you find in any Jew's heart, which is the Bar Elam, the creator of the world. Torah without your Shemayim, what my father was telling me, what they heard, what they grew up hearing in his neck of the woods, was that there's such a thing that there are Jews, in another place in Europe, that they learn Torah and they love Torah and they're good at it better than us, and they don't believe in God. They don't believe in God. They have no shaykhs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And my father said, he thought that they don't daven, they don't keep mitzvahs. No, they didn't know. That's what they heard. Such reports came from Lithuania. Except the Vilna Gaon, they said it was an Eilei Chayim. But he's not alive anymore. After that, not much happening over there. Chas v'shalom. Chaim Volozhiner was suggesting that Torah was without your Shemayim. God forbid. Without Torah Machshava, Chalila. It's another mission in Pirkei Avos. Main year ain chachma. If there's no fear of God, then there's no chachma. There's no Torah. Reb Chaim's not disagreeing with that. The Vilna Gaon and Reb Chaim were not, God forbid, promoting a world without Dveikus, without Torah, Machshava, without Yer Shemayim, Chas v'Shalom. V'omu Maidach Siv, Loma Zeh Mechir B'yad Ksil, Liknois Chachma V'Leiv Ayin. Shlomo Melech says, what's the point? What's the point of selling wisdom, of the wisdom that's in the hands of the fool who doesn't have a heart? He might be smart, he might be a genius, but V'Leiv Ayin, he doesn't have a heart. I guess that dispels the rumors in Hungary about the Litvish heart, right? V'leiv ayin. What do you mean, a heart? A Jewish heart? Dveikus b'Hashem? That's not a question of chassidim and misnagdim. That's all of us. And if Chaim agrees that when a Jew learns Torah, it has to be Torah that's with your Shemayim, and Torah machshava, and pureness of thought, and to remember who he's in front of, who is, and for whose sake he's learning Torah, of course. This is a problem that was in the time of Chazal also. People who are scholars that are learning Torah, they don't have Yerushalayim. This isn't a new problem, this is an old problem. And Reb Chaim is screaming about it. And in non-Hasidic circles, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and the tzaddikim, the talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, were not crying about this very same thing. It's not a matter of chassidus. Torah without your Shemayim. Torah without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shmoyes Rabba, kol mishu yodei ve'ein b'yodei yoreschet. It says in the Medrash, anybody who knows Torah, but ve'ein v'yod yoreschet. But he's not a person who fears sin. Ein v'yod klum. This Torah is worthless. Shekif li'eshal Torah b'yoreschet. The Torah depends whether the Torah should remain with a person, should be bound to a person. Depends on yoreschet. They go together. Fear of sin and learning Torah. Ubak domes azoyer, om Rabbi Shimon Vayichai. And like domes azoyer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shayira, Yiras Shaman, Yiras Hashem, fear of God. Itar la lo legoy mehmenusa. That's the gate to enter into faith. It's the high, the tara la lo to go up. Legoy mehmenusa, it's the gate to go up into emuna, is yira, fear. Vabekuda da is kaim kol alma, and in this mitzvah, meaning the mitzvah of Yerushalayim, of being God fearing, the whole world stands. Vada ikar v'yisoid l'chol shar pikudin deraisa, and Yerushalayim is the shirish, is the root and the foundation of all the mitzvahs. Man de not a yira not a kula, the one who guards the fear of God. The one who is watchful over his Yerushalayim, not the kula. He's guarding everything. And the person who's not guarding, who's not careful with Yer Shamayim, is not keeping any of the mitzvahs at all. So the Zohar says. Well, Parshas Bahar, and the Zohar says in Parshas Bahar, My, O Malchus Shamayim, what is the meaning of O Malchus Shamayim, of the yoke of heaven? Ela Kahai Taira. Like the ox. What does it mean, like the ox? It says, Hachinami, Itzirich Leila Barnash, Lekabli Ol Bekadmisa, Bekadmisa. So too, like an ox, doesn't have any questions, does this, that. He accepts that's what I'm supposed to do, like an ol, the shorla ol, the shorla mas. He carries what he's supposed to do because he has the heritage for his master. So too, when the Zohar says, what does it mean? Kabbal zomach v'shamayim. It means like a behemah. Behemah say yisimach. To be kabbal like a behemah. It says in the parasha, Adam ki yakriv mekem behemah. Min ha behemah. It says. Adam ki yakriv min ha-behema. So the tzaddikim say, when it says to offer a sacrifice, min ha-behema means look at the behema. That's how a Jew makes sacrifices, for God's sake. Without kashas. Yerushamayim. Ulevosa de yiflach le b'chol ma de'itzterich. In other words, after a person accepts upon himself, like the ox, to do what he's supposed to do, then afterwards, that's what it means, then ulavosa the yiflach le b'chol mat yisrach, then he can serve his master Hashem, whatever he needs to do. Just like the ox, it first has to take upon itself, he has to wear the harness, and then he can do all kinds of good things to plow and whatever he needs to do. But first he has to be wearing the harness. So too, a Yid first has to have on the harness, the Zohar says, of Yer Shamayim, unquestioning, non-negotiable Yiddishkeit, serving Hashem. And then, Levosa the Yiflach Le'Bachal Mad Yitzchak, then you could serve Hashem and everything. Vi Loi Kabbal Alei, Haibekad Maisa, if you don't accept upon yourself first, the O, the harness, if you don't accept that upon yourself first, Lo'yech Le'Miflach, just like the ox. What if the ox doesn't wear the thing on his back? Then he just drays around the field all day, he's doing nothing. If they didn't hook him up to the thing, then the ox just walks around. He's on vacation. If a yid doesn't accept upon himself the harness, which is what? A life of halacha, Yer Shamayim. in everything, if a person doesn't accept upon himself, he says, then his mitzvahs are like the ox that's dragging around. It's not accomplishing. It's not doing. V'lo kabla lei haibekad ma'is liyech lemiflach. The ox can't work. Ado dechsiv ivdus Hashem beyira. And that's what it says in the pasuk. Ivdus Hashem beyira. Serve Hashem with yira. Mal beyira. What does it mean? It's the beginning of all wisdom. It's the entrance, as the Zohar says. It's the tar la'alo l'goy mehem lus. It's the entrance into the world of faith, of Yiddishkeit. Reishis chochma, of Torah, of Yiddishkeit, is Yiras Hashem. Valdo haibikad maisu dekola. And therefore, Yiras Shemaim is the beginning of everything. It comes before everything. Begin the Baha'i, Ayar L'Shar Kedusha. Because only with Yer Shamayim can a person then enter, rise up, meaning go in, to all the other levels of Kedusha. V'hai Lo Yishtakech L'Gabei. And if this person does not have Yer Shamayim, it's not found by him, if he doesn't have Yer Shamayim, Lo Yishar Yebei Kedusha D'Leila. Then there's no Kedusha that can come upon the person. It makes no difference whatever he has, his thoughts, it makes no difference. Without Yer Shamayim, there can't be any Kedusha. Va'am Ra'ayit, Kol shiras chetoy kedemus chachmasoy, chachmas miskeyemus. And the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, if a person's fear of sin comes before his learning Torah, in other words, he has that priority always to be God-fearing, then chachmas miskeyemus. Then all the Torah that he learns, now he's a kli, now he has the key, he's able to enter into the world of faith of Torah, and he has the kelim, he has the kli to accept the words of Torah. Then chachmas miskeyemus. Then the chachm is miskayim. Then the Torah has a key. The Torah has a key means then the Torah will change his life. As we're learning in the Mesilas Yisharim, Bavavi Mesilas Yisharim Chabur, that changes his life. Chachmasa miskayemus. Then the Torah makes a difference in your life. Ki yiras Hashem tchila. First is Yiras Shamayim. He ikar hakiyim shel chachmas haTorah. Because only through Yiras Shamayim can Torah have a kiyim. Without Yiras Shamayim, you can learn Torah, you can be very, very smart. But it's v'lev ayin. But if the heart has not become purified, not avoided v'tahar libeinu la'avducha be'emes, ho yiftach libeinu b'saroso, psach libi b'sarosecha. If a person is missing Yiras Shamayim, then although he might be brilliant, and he can memorize all kinds of interesting things, and he can become a Jew that's very well informed, but it doesn't change him, doesn't make him to anything different. Reb Chaim is saying, there's no question that one has to approach learning Torah with the right state of mind and heart. There's no question. And nobody's arguing with that. The only thing Reb Chaim says he takes issue with is the tachlis of Talmud Torah. To prepare oneself, and he gives practical advice of how one should prepare oneself. Which if it would be applied, the yeshivas, all the yeshivas claim to be the inheritors of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And yet, this is exactly what we're talking about. Since much Torah is being learned for the sake of intellectual accomplishment, and not with Yiras Shamayim, the instructions that Reb Chaim Volozhiner left the world of how to strengthen our Yiras Shamayim and how to prepare to learn Torah with Yiras Shamayim is largely ignored. It's largely ignored. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was crying about. And that's why the whole thing with Musa began. To bring that back, the Yiras Shamayim, to strengthen the Yiras Shamayim. So it could came of all Chachmas HaTorah is with Yiras Shamayim. Rabbi Chaim agrees with that 100%. 100%. And he's going to give eitzes of how to strengthen that. But he said, but be careful. That's not the tachlis of Talmud Torah. It's the prerequisite to learning. It's something which is something which you prepare with to go into learning. And he'll give us examples of how to do it, even for a few minutes, for a minute. And it could be even sometimes he says also even a minute or two when a person's resting a little bit during learning to recharge and to remember Yiras Shamayim, to strengthen himself Yiras Shamayim. But not that that's the tachlis of Talmud Torah. And he'll explain this more, and we'll finish up Nefesh Chaim and at this Tzidut Tanya, and that will help us get ready for Pesach. Shkoyach.